Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Iz Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Groups Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Welcome everyone to the Mission of Maitreya. This is Maitreya. You have come to the revelation that humanity most needed in this time and fulfills the prophecy of coming of this revelation to humanity to make humans realize that they are one body in God, and the only way to become unified and create the kingdom of God to earth is unification of our religions and realizing that all the religions have come from same source, and God is the one who has prophesied and promised to send seven revelations. And now at the end time, we have all these seven revelations together as one. And now we are reaching to humanity to let them know that their salvation indeed has come. One of the greatest problems that humanity have to face and understand and resolve is the religions that do not teach humanity that they are a part of God and they have the potential to become the sons of God and reach to a point that realize their spirit and God is one. Those religions are Judeo-Christian, Muslim, Islamic, and Baha'i teachings that do not believe that God is everything, and therefore they put someone at the top and make them a person who is connected to God or close to God, and they themselves believe they are not able to reach that point. That is why we have mullahs, we have rabbis, we have popes, and all those things that they have created for themselves, and therefore they themselves don't believe they can reach the same state as their idol or their leaders. Therefore we have to make them understand God is everything, and therefore every man, woman and child has the potential to connect to God directly, and therefore the religious grief that has been created for last 6,000 years can be lifted and humans can be released to recognize and realize they cannot and they should not create idols out of their leaders, but they themselves should realize they have the potential to reach God. Of course, that also creates a problem, as we can see in mystical path, that when some people believe that they are God or they can reach Godhood, they become egoistical, self-centered, and forget that everybody is God, and therefore they forgo the society, and therefore they become escapists and they do not recognize that they also have to engage themselves in the rest of the revelations of God that sent through the Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teachings. And therefore, they should also recognize that everybody has the potential to become God by following the eternal divine path. The most important part is to teach those four religions, which covers almost 4 billion of humans on earth, that they are not completely cut off from God and they need a person between them and God, and they are sinners and they have no potential or chance to go to God directly. So this is the revelation and the work to release human from their bondage and release them directly to God and teach them that they have the ability to become a part of God. With this, of course, they will not create dogmas and separation from one another, and therefore they realize that the whole humanity is one body in God, and therefore it will accelerate their unification as one human, one God, one earth, and one savior or revelation from God. And of course, our teachings accomplish all these things with the great understanding and truth. So we have a great responsibility to teach humanity these things and awaken them to realize their essence, which is God, and at the same time let them know the plan of God for the rest of the eternal divine path. And by this understanding, they will free themselves from the bondage and the dogmas and all the things that has been created for them, not to recognize that they have the essence of God in them. And not only they have the essence of God, everybody has that essence within. And therefore, by this recognition and realization, not only they free themselves, but also they will see that they are all one in the essence of God. Of course, this room is for you all. Go to our website, come to our rooms, understand our teachings, see the vision, and at the same time recognize that your religion, your understanding, your background is a part of this revelation. There is no religion or ideas or teaching which is based on the essence of God and has truth in it, which is not a part of this revelation. I am here to talk to you. If you have seen the teachings and seen the difference between what we teach here and every other religions and teachings, and recognize and realize that indeed God had prophesied and foretold of coming of this revelation, and now you have the ability to see the whole plan. And then come here, and if you have a question about where your religion falls, and if you have some dogmas or understanding of yourself, come and compare it with our teachings and see how you can overcome those dogmas and see the essence of God instead of believing in a set of teaching of different religions, which really separates human from humans. And whatever separates human from human is from ego and man-made. It is not from God. How can God separate anything from anything? Because God is everything. How can everything says a part of what I am is separate from my other part? Therefore, this room basically is set up for questions and answers and discussions about our teachings and what you might want to know this revelation can teach you and expand your consciousness in a greater degree. Otherwise, the teaching has been given in many discourses, which we call satsangs, last 20 plus years these teachings has been explained and many questions has been answered, and all of them are in the website in many forms, in text, in video, in audio, and all those things are there for you to go and study and go to the depth of the teaching and realize what is been given to humanity. And this room, of course, now is an extension of what we have been doing for last 20 years to further explain the teaching to those who have further questions, or they want some clarification, or they have some ideas that they do not see how it fits in these teachings, and or other questions that have not been answered, or the question even have been answered, it's okay. But of course, if you do not ask the question has already been answered, that would be great. It gives greater room for those who want to ask new questions or clarify the teachings. If nobody asks the question in room, usually I just go ahead and repeat myself for what I have been saying for last 20 years or more, that the revelation of the seven seals is here. All the religions are unified, the prophecies are fulfilled, the genealogy of coming of the last revealer of the revelation of God is here, and all the humanity are called to come and see this truth and prove it to themselves that indeed this is the fulfillment of the prophecies, this is the revelation that God said will come to man, and therefore it is the salvation of man. If they understand the eternal divine path and follow it and create the communities of light and the hierarchy come from these communities of light, we can bring the kingdom of God on earth and bring God as the king of the earth and bring the kingdom which is peace between all the nations and all the people to humanity. Some people were telling me how peaceful the mission is and how they like to live here instead of going to the world and to the work which is so stressful and not peaceful at all. So the mission and where we are and what we do is a reflection of what is coming. If it is peaceful here, just imagine how peaceful and wonderful the life will be if we can bring this peace on the whole earth and eventually bring humanity to the point that they can live in peace and security and based on the word of God, which will bring those things that they desire. The desire of peace and security and being one with the Spirit is a longing deep in every human, and all of them really want that. But of course, their ego and their dogmas, their misunderstandings, their separation by many different levels, religion, gender, nationality, and all the things that is related to ego separate them. And that separation, of course, is the destructive force in man which separates them from God. And then they think that God is separated from them, which actually not correct. It is they who separate themselves from God. And therefore, they cannot see that God is always with them. How can he not be? He is you. He is one with you, and you are a part of him. And therefore, you cannot say God is not there, or he has separated himself or herself or itself from you, but it is you who have separated yourself from God. If we understand that, then we cannot separate ourselves from other people either, because God is everything, and therefore all humans and beings and natures and animals and the whole universe is a universe, means it's made with one verse. It means it all come from the creative force that have created all of them, and therefore in essence they are one. And anybody who sees this differently and doesn't see that it is really a universe, they are in delusion of separation from God. Quest for Truth is asking, what become of those whom study these teachings but never join the mission? There are two levels of being in the mission. Those who study the teachings and like it and love it and support it in any way they can by just talking to their family, to friends, and bringing them to recognize that indeed this revelation have come to them and the fulfillment of God's revelation has come, and therefore they become a kind of the connector of the people to this revelation, because this revelation is the only revelation for the whole humanity. So every humans at least have to hear this one time. Therefore, they should at least try to reach as much as they can wherever they are. There are also people who support this mission with many ways, with their intellect, with their labor. Anything they can do for the mission, they will do and help, and of course they are very helpful. As in Bible, it reveals that there are 144,000 elects and millions and billions of supporters of these elects. So not all the people will be those who completely will be dedicated to the mission 100%, and therefore they are between just liking the mission to all the way dedicating their life 100% to the mission. Therefore, there are many levels there, but of course, God said, you know them by their fruits. The elect are those that they are dedicated 100% to the mission, and they give great fruit without being attached to the result of their action, and they surrender and submit the result to God, and they seek their reward from God, not from the mission or me, but they become a co-worker with me, as my reward is with God, not with this world. And therefore, we can become co-workers, that we can work toward establishing this mission. So you can see this mission is very flexible mission, but it is your decision where you want to be with God. If you want to be closer to God, you will become closer to the mission and the revelation and what God has expected the elect to have and do. If you don't want to be close to God or this mission, you can just like the mission. Sometimes we receive emails that, I have been studying your website for years, I love the teachings, and then we never hear from those people, and that's fine. It's between them and God. And then some people come to our rooms and they love it and they say, it was great, I was praying for this all my life, it makes sense, and I want to join, and what can I do? And they come and do whatever they can do, and of course God will appreciate those who do his work and take a part of the struggle that this new revelation, any new ideas, any new revelation will go through a struggle, because anything new, there is always resistance from the humanity to accept it and implement it. Therefore, choose your path. How close do you want to be with God? If you have seen this vision, then you know it is from God. If it is from God, and if God said that this will come in this time, and this is the salvation of man, what else is there out there that keep you from completely jumping into it with 2 feet? That part, of course, I do not understand, because when I received this revelation, I said, wow, that really makes sense, and there is nothing really is as incredible as this revelation is. I jumped with 2 feet. I completely dropped everything in my life and start this mission because it made sense, and nothing else made sense to me from the religious and other revelation but this one. So take your pick and see where you want to go. You want to go completely to God, or you want to just be in the fringe of God's kingdom. Of course, you get closer to God, it's more his will, not my will. Of course, the more your will, the less God's will and your place in God's kingdom. So that is your choice, but we just give the revelation. That's our work, to give the message and the revelation. The people's understanding and work is to see the vision and evaluate their situation and say where they want to be with God. And when they are with God 100%, of course, they are one with one, and we are co-workers together. So it's really up to you, not to us, and the relationship is between you and God. It's up to you. Studying this teaching alone and doing nothing is not according to the revelation of God, because God didn't say you know them by their study or how much they know about this teaching. He said you know them by their fruit. And therefore, if you do not join and you do not give any fruit, well, we have to leave you to God, and it's between you and Him. But if you want to be close to God, He said, I know my people, I know my elect by their fruit, by their doing, not by their knowing. So the revelation is very clear. The Word of God has been explaining this mission very clearly. The goal of the life has been given. It's been revealed to humanity how they can reach pure consciousness. It is really now their decision how far they want to go with it. To become close to God is to join and be a supportive and give fruit. Teddy Bear is asking, here is my question to Maitreya. Where are the seven plagues succeeding the opening of the seven seals of the Revelation 8? Well, the seventh plague has been come to humanity every time the Messiah, the revealer, the prophet comes and bring a revelation. There is an upheaval and destruction. And therefore, when Adam came, when the Noah brought the first revelation, humanity fell in much deeper darkness. Nimrod came and took over and create a teaching of the sun, Father and the Holy Mother, which was Semiramis and their son. Therefore, man went in a deeper level of darkness. And when Abraham came, many religion were created. And therefore, there has been seven tribulation or destructive forces after each revelation of coming of his angels. Therefore, you have to see the angel as the prophets who brought different revelation to humanity, and every time they came, the destructive force and the darkness thickened on human history. And if you can see that, then you can see indeed the seventh plague already have come to humanity. And of course, the greatest will be at the time of the revelation of the seventh angel, which shortly after will end by destruction of the Babylon the Great, the world that babbles and put gods out of everything in their life and their world. And when the destruction of the Babylon the Great comes, of course, the destruction of these worldly ideas will come, and eventually humanity will recognize and realize they should not listen to the Babylon, but to God. The less they listen to this world, the less they are attached to it, the more they understand that this world is delusion of the separation from God, and the more they go to it, the more they go away from God, the more they go away from this world, the more they go toward God. And this is the understanding have to come to humanity, and therefore they can see their way clearly, and the way clearly has been shown to humanity in this revelation. So we can see the plague has come, the destruction indeed have passed to this point. This is the time of the revelation of the seventh angel, which will bring even greater plague and destruction. And those who see this vision, who join this mission, who will help this revelation to spread and will become an elect, which we need 144,000 of them, 100% dedicated to this mission, so we can create a facilitating body and eventually spread this message to every corners of the world, and just wait until this world will be destroying itself. As you can see, when the Babylon the Great was destroyed, there was no one really destroyed it. It wasn't that really Christ that who came and destroyed it, but it fell by itself because it thought that it is rich and needs nothing and put God out of itself, but it fell and this was destroyed in a blink of an eye. So it's coming, and the last destruction is coming to humanity. And if they are resisting this revelation, the more they resist, of course, the more it's going to be postponed, because we need to gather the elects first, create the facilitating body, create the organizational structure that God has given us, and then wait until this world fall apart by itself. Therefore, we can see that indeed our teaching is based on God's word and revelations from Him. Teddy Bear is asking, the Bible defines the elect as all Christians, so how can those 144,000 only be elect? No, that is misunderstanding of Christian, that they think that elects are only Christians. If you look at any religions, you can see all of them talk about the elects of God and those who God has chosen as His people. That idea have come in Old Testament, and the Hebrews were chosen as the chosen people, but not forever. As Jacob clearly stated in his last wishes to his children, the Judah will have the scepter and the law-giving and will be chosen until the Shiloh come. Shiloh came as Christ, as Esau the Christ, and he finished that wish or inheritance, and therefore being elect for the Hebrews finished by coming of the Christ. Also, God gave promise to both Ishmael and Isaac a scepter, which is the prophecy or messianic promise, and the birthright, which is the material possession. And therefore, both there should be a Messiah and or a prophet from both Ishmael and Isaac, and therefore Christ is not the only Messiah or the teacher or the prophet will come, but God surely will send one from also Ishmael. And therefore you can see that Chronicle 1 and the whole Acts and the ideas come from Paul, is made by Paul himself, is not created by Christ, and therefore we do not accept anything in the New Testament but the words that are written in red, which have come from Christ directly. And we believe that Paul made a lot of mistakes in his understanding, and Acts are written by disciples that have their own dogmas and ideas, and therefore we can see that it is not an acceptable teaching. And Christ chose Peter as the rock that the church will be built on it, and it was not built on Peter, it was built on Paul. Christians follow a lot of Paul teaching, but it is not according to the word of God. In Old Testament, clearly God promised both Ishmael and Isaac children who will become Messiah and prophet and will gain a great part of the world as their possession. And we can see that has come true indeed. Arabs have Prophet Muhammad as their revealer, as their prophet, and they have a great portion of the earth as their possession, from Saudi Arabia all the way to North Africa, to South America. They all have Arab blood in their veins. And of course, the children of Isaac, which also who came from Israel to Khazars in the north of Israel, and then to Europe and England and United States. And we can see they are the children of Isaac, and they have a great position. They have a Messiah, they have a prophet. Even if they do understand just this truth that have come to them in the Word of God, and if they want to follow God's Word, we have already unified Christian, Jews, and Muslim together. But of course, the revelation, the truth is more just the Jews, Christian, and Muslim. It is also the mystical path and coming of the Baha'i teaching and the revelation of the sixth seal that shows who is an elect. And with all this put together, we can see that indeed coming of all these revelation have been prophesied. And who is an elect? He who follows the eternal divine path. It is not he who is a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu, but he who follow the eternal divine path. This can be related to the previous question that if you just know this teaching, you are not following the eternal divine path. You are just accumulating knowledge, but you're not following the path. The path is eternal divine path. You have to get involved. You have to come and join and continue manifesting greatly for God. Just by knowing it, you are not following the whole path, which is to awaken your spiritual forces, meditate, see yourself clearly, and eventually recognize and realize that your essence and the essence of God are one. Indeed, you do not exist. You are one with God already, but the delusion of separation is the one that makes you not to see you and God are one. And still, this is the first step. And yogis and mystical people have been trying to follow and see this for thousands of years. And many of them failed, but with the techniques that have been given in the mission, it have made it easier for to see. But your dedication is the next step, working toward the creation of communities of light. The whole Old Testament is based on the creation of the communities of light and bringing God to the community and following his laws and ways. And that is the second step after meditation and trying to awaken the spiritual forces. Third is to sacrifice for this community. How you can just study and believing that you can go to God when God said you have to be in the community, you have to join, you have no choice. Then you sacrifice in the community and help the community to prosper and progress and bring great peace among the member in the community, and therefore they can have more time to meditate, to help community in a greater degree and have a greater ability to sacrifice. Sacrifice is the teaching of Christ. Christ came and taught that love your neighbor as yourself, be able to give up yourself to the community, and therefore that is the message of the New Testament. Of course, with all those things, you might become attached to the result of your actions and fail, because the moment you're attached to something which is not the highest, that is hindrance in your way. The next step is to surrender and submit to God. Surrendering means I do the action, I try to join the communities of light, I try to sacrifice, but I surrender the result to God and say, God, the result is yours. I don't want to be attached to it, because I know if I'm attached to it, I will create ego, and the moment I create ego, there is a separation. And therefore, it is like walking on the edge of a sword in the spiritual path. Falling from the edge of the sword is so easy, so unbelievably rational for the human mind to rationalize it, that really I didn't fail. It's really other things that make me think I have failed, but I have not. The next step is even greater. Become submissive to God. That means let God come through. Reach a point that you realize that your essence and God are one. Now let that essence come through. Let the essence work through you instead of let you be the doer. That's why it is just not a good wording that God do it through me, but you really let God do it through you. And you're saying it is God doing it through me, but you have not really recognized the essence which is God in you. Still the people can see right through you. Still you are dominating. Still you are egoistical. Still you are creating separation. Still creating all the signs of ego, and at the same time say, no, God is doing through me. It's not a word. It is a quality that you have to create in your life, so eventually people say, yes, indeed, God coming through this person. So the next step, submission, is that you always recognize God is doing it through you. You are not the doer. You are connected to God. Therefore, you can connect others to God, not to yourself. Ego likes to connect you to themselves, and that's most of the religions are. The religions connect human to themselves, and therefore they are putting to bondage, because the ego is creating the feeling belongingness, the ability to be in a religion, or putting your leaders at the top and make mullahs and ayatollahs and popes and rabbis and brahmas. And that is the real big problem with most religion on earth, and that is darkness for them and creates separation. And the next step, very naturally, is universalism. If your essence is one with God, then everything is God, and therefore you are a universalist. You can't separate any part of it from any other. Such a person really follows these five steps. Recognize God within, ability to create communities of light, sacrifice for it, become surrendered and submissive to God and universalist. They will become an elect. That is an elect. Elect is not Christian or Jews or Hindus or Buddhists. It is a quality that you will have, and therefore you become a child of God. When 2005 is asking, Maitreya, I had read a book a long time ago that says Jesus Christ had offsprings. Now I was wondering, do you believe the same thing? I read that his offsprings were residing in France. Well, he sure had wives. There is no doubt about that. If you are not married in a Jewish tradition, you are not allowed to preach in the synagogues. And he was allowed to preach in the synagogue. And Mary and Martha seems to be with him all the time. So not only he was married, he had more than one wife. Therefore, it is very clear that he did have wives. Did he have offspring? Well, it is very natural if he had two wives and he was 33 years old when he started his mission. Probably he married very early in the age. That is the tradition in Middle East. People usually are groomed to get married when they are men around 16 and women around 13, 14 years of age. And therefore, not being married until he's 33 years old, again, sounds like an impossibility. And therefore, having children is very naturally he had children. But if they live in France, I'm not sure about that and how you came with that idea. Probably they are living all over the place if there were children from him. And most probably they spread and followed the disciples. The disciples mostly went to India and to other places to preach, and therefore they probably spread all over the place. But that is not important. The most important in our teaching is the message of the prophet. His children, where they went and where they are, could have been influenced with the wishfulness of the people living in every part of the world to relate to them as being there. I'm sure there are people, they claim they are in Afghanistan, or they are in Romania or Russia or any other places. Therefore, being in France has to be completely historically documented and presented as, yes, they are in France. And still after a person goes through that and prove it, at the final analysis, doesn't matter where they are. The most important thing is, what did Christ say and what was his teachings? Because we are trying to create an earth that they no longer are attached to their countries and borders and nationality. This is the time of loosening people up from those bondages also and free them as the citizens of the earth, not the citizen of a specific part of the earth. By the way, where are you from? Are you from one country in this lifetime? Where have you been from previous lifetime? Are you going to be attached to those nations also? You can see if you expand your mind and consciousness, you do not belong to any nation or country. You are free to choose and realize that indeed you are a child of God. And therefore, those things we should just read, and they're interesting information, but finally we have to recognize what the God's revelation was and what was the message of Christ. I hope that answered your question. Of course, if it didn't, you always can follow up your answers. Shufar is asking, Maitreya, only one question. Do you believe the words spoken in Revelation 22, 18 and 19? You have to tell us, what is the word in the Revelation of 18 and 19? Does anybody wants to go ahead and read it in the mic?
Sure, I'd be glad to go ahead and read them off in the mic, if that sounds good, sound is coming through good. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book, Revelation 22:18. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, Revelation 22:19.
Yes, we have asked that question before many times, and answer has been given to them. Indeed, that sentence is very correct, and we have seen many people who have written commentaries on Revelations, and they have come with the ideas that each seal means plague or tribulation that will come, each horse means different things that will come to humanity. God said no man should do that. That means that the people who have not been chosen, who had not been given the authority, the revelation, the prophecies, and all the credential to be able to open the seven seals and reveal the truth of that book, if they do that, indeed that will happen to them. And the only person who have the authority, ability, and given the revelation and the wisdom to open that book and reveal the meaning of that book is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who has been chosen specifically to come and add to that book. Therefore, you absolutely are correct, and those who add to this book and bring their ideas as the revelation and the meaning of that book will be greatly punished and greatly will be affecting them, because they look at it only from the very narrow point of the view of one religion, and they do not know the whole truth, because God said the God is going to be a mystery until the seventh angel comes, Revelation 10:7. So before the seventh angel comes, God is a mystery. So therefore, anybody who writes a commentary, who thinks they know the truth, they add to the revelation and try to explain it, they're wrong, because they only have one-seventh of the truth, and they cannot see the whole picture, and they have no choice but to err. And God did not want them to do it, because God knows humanity. They love to change the word of God and revelation and scriptures to their egoistical understanding, and therefore they will make a mistake and make humanity more confused as they are now, and they are egoistical and dogmatic, and their dogma is more important to them because their ego feels superior, because they are either chosen, they are the only way, they have the last revelation. And all those things is ego trip, which make them feel superior to other people. But if they seek the truth is God said he is going to send seven revelation. And if you want the truth, and if you want the word of God, that is the word of God is, and only the lion of the tribe of the Judah have the ability, have the power, have the authority to add to that book. No other man has that authority and responsibility to do that. Therefore, first find the person who has the authority of God given to him to open the book and the seventh seal, and then through all other meanings and understanding by any other man out, and only accept his words as the word of God, and his revelation as the revelation of God to humanity. And then you see indeed that sentence is true, and anybody else but he who has that authority will be greatly affected with what they have done. Therefore, seek the word of God. The word of God clearly is different than the belief of Jews, Christian, Muslim, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'is. The word of God is different than all of them, and all of them have a lot of dogmas that is affecting their perception, and therefore it creates separation. Fine. If you guys want to be separated and kill each other, go ahead. I'm not going to come and complain about it, but this is the word of God. This is the revelation which have come from God to you, and now it clearly states where the will of God is, what he has been doing. He even told Daniel not to reveal his vision of end time, because that was a part of plan of God to not reveal the last revelation by God until the seventh angel comes and the revealer of the revelation comes to humanity. Therefore, if you are seeking God and the truth, that's it. But if you are still rationalizing and are attached to the teaching of your religion and your understanding, you will make mistake, and you're not going to go to heaven. You're not going to go to God. And indeed, many of those who do not listen to this revelation, they are already in hell because their mind is full of agitation, full of separation, full of destructive tendencies. Their ego is attached to those beliefs and understanding, and therefore they are not free. They are not with God, recognizing and realizing the peace and unity of God, which is everything. And how can God, which is everything, just save a few because of their dogmatic belief and leave many other good people that love God out of his heaven? So we can again see humanity is lost. Humanity has many misunderstanding. They are attached to many small little things. And this is the time of expansion of the mind, seeing God's way and work, and realizing indeed this is the revelation God has promised to humanity to come at the end time. This is the end time. You don't have much time left. You can be attached to your religion and your ideas and end up in hell, or you can come and realize God and go to God. Oregano is asking, I understand doubts and questions, but it feels painful when someone suddenly says someone is false with what seems to be truth, but is really based on what they have feared from their reading in the Bible and other books. Even though they are sincere, most of it hurts to see and sense that sharp rejection when they come into this room, or when you talked to them. Even Jesus loved those who did not accept him. How can prophet or other people work with this energy? Just tell them the truth. One time one person came to Buddha and started cursing him and saying a lot of bad things to him, and he was very dogmatic Hindu, and so he didn't like that Buddha was saying that don't worry about all these idols and gods, know thyself, instead of spending your time and energy for all these statues that they can do nothing, neither good or bad to you. And this Hindu was very upset and came and yelled at Buddha and cursed him and all that. And Buddha sat there and listened to them very patiently. And after he finished doing all his cursing and all that, he said, friend, what happens if you give me something and I say, no, thank you, I do not want it. Who is the owner? He said, well, the person who gave it to you and you did not accept it, the ownership goes back to that person. He said, okay, I do not accept whatever you tell me, all these curses and all these bad words you told me and all the stone you throw at me, I do not accept it. And therefore, who is the owner? It goes back to those who throw the stone. Therefore, those who throw a stone to the prophet, to the revealer from God, because that person is presenting God, there is no ego. Therefore, whatever they throw at him, it's going to return right back at them like a boomerang. And therefore, do not worry for such a people come to this room and talk such things. Do not let them affect you. Just know the truth and you will be free from all the dogmas that they are in and they are suffering from it. Therefore, it is okay. It's no problem that they are doing that. When you come to such a room and you expose yourself as Christ exposed himself in the street, there are going to be people that are going to come and try to throw a stone at you. But the good thing, God is very smart this time. He created the internet. They can throw cyber stone, but at least they cannot so far throw the real stone or many things that they have done to other prophets. Of course, God's work will be done, and his word is the word of truth, and it has come to humanity, and now it is on earth for them to see. Win 2000 is asking Maitreya, many people believe that computer chips will be embedded in people's bodies in the future as societies will go to a cashless society. And now I'd like to know if we humans are faced to accept the chip. Is accepting the chip like accepting the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is 666. Six is the number just before seven. It's just like a person who reached a very high consciousness before he go to the seventh level, which is the number of God. And therefore, he has created a lot of power and understanding, but he or she has not reached the point that they can become one with God and manifest God. And therefore, they might fall and misuse their powers for the egoistical persuasion, and therefore they become a symbol of devil. That is what the 666 is, and that is the meaning of it. Therefore, it has nothing to do with the chips. It has nothing to do with anything that a lot of Christians are telling you that is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the falling of the person who goes very high in the spiritual progress, but he does not or she does not enter the seventh level. And our teaching, it has said what those people do and what happens to them. They feel they have reached a higher consciousness, they are rich and all that, but they do not go to the seventh level and they're not humble, therefore their ego makes them fall and God will spew them out of his mouth. So if you understand our teaching and read our teaching, these things are not the mark of devil, and the mark of the devil is much different. Seek the kingdom first, the rest is not important. If you seek the kingdom and follow eternal divine path and realize God's revelation and become a champion of God and his elect, the rest is not that important. You do not concentrate on the darkness and what is here, but you concentrate on light of what is coming. All right, I will end the session here today. Again, go study your teaching, understand the revelation of God, concentrate on the light and the truth that have come to humanity. Teach man to overcome their dogmas and their attachments and free them from bondage that many people are in. The more free people we create, the more and a stronger godliness will come to humanity. Be with God, be good, and bring God in all level in your lives. Salam, everybody.